hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. It is a Tuesday, the 6th of November, 2007, and on today's program, as usual, we will have Bob Chapman coming up here in just a few minutes. I am truly amazed, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk to Bob Chapman about this one, that Jimmy Rogers, he was the financial guru in this country. Last Friday, as I stated earlier on this program, that on CNBC, he's already said that I'm getting out of the country. My family has already moved to Singapore. I'm following. He was asked about Ben Bernanke and how this federal, the Fed chairman, the new one, was doing his job, and about rate increases or decreases in the prime lending rates. And basically, what's your observation of Ben Bernanke? And the response to that, what Rogers said, was astounding. He says he should disband the Federal Reserve and then resign. Now, this is ironically what Ron Paul has been saying. This is what we have been saying. I've been saying this ever since I've been on the airwaves. And now we're looking at probably the worst financial situation this country has seen in quite some time. Not the same parameters as in 1929. And I want to ask Bob when he comes up with this, is there any parallels here? Because I can't see any between 1929 and today. They were finally asking the question on the financial news services this morning. Well, gee, when is this $95 or $96 barrel of oil, when's this going to hit the market? Well, they're now prognosticating. They're predicting that by Christmas, it'll be $4 a gallon. Now, folks, inflation worldwide, in the UK, inflation is running at 16% as we speak. Here in this country, our lovely federal government, the people that got us in so much of this massive debt, has told us, don't worry, inflation is running less than 3%. No big deal. Somebody's lying. And it's not going to be a very Merry Christmas for a lot of people. We are heading into some very, very, very shaky financial ground. And when you got somebody like Jimmy Rogers that comes out and says, hey, the Fed's a failure, just get out of it. Fold up shop. Fed chairman, you resign, you walk away. Question is, what do we do for money then? By the way, on the issue of Ron Paul, Ron Paul has had an astounding day yesterday. As soon as I can bring up his website, he raised $7,383,709.44. And the goal for Mr. Paul by the end of, I believe, November, or is it December? I'm sorry, by the end of December, he wants to raise $12 million. Oh, I'm looking at Ron Paul's website, and a number just increased to $7,383,806.44. We'll be talking with Bob Chapman right on the other side. In the second hour, Robbie Noel will be joining us. A lot of stuff going on in the marketplace out there, folks. Remember, unemployment, it's still below 5%. Inflation's at 3%. Somebody's lying. We'll talk to Mr. Chapman about it right after this.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
For Real Talk Radio, you're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The rumors are flying around Washington, D.C., folks, that, and I saw this on C-SPAN before I came in to the studio, that Mr. Dennis Kucinich is in the Congress, is actually proceeding against Dick Cheney for impeachment. And the really odd thing about this is, and what they're reporting, is that the Republicans didn't block the debate because their reasoning was that we're going to show America what the Democrats are all about. Now, they're inviting the impeachment debate. That is like the captain of the Titanic saying, I'm going to hit this iceberg to prove that this ship won't sink. Bob Chapman, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and I liked your opening commentary very much. Right on.
Somebody's got a screw loose. How long do they think that they keep lying to the American people and the news services in this country sit on these major stories, economic stories? What are they hoping for? An Easter basket under their Christmas tree? Are they screwed up here? Don't they think that we can read?
Well, they're buying time, and that's all they care about. Their attention span is like a 5-year-old dyslexic, about 30 seconds. And I think they think it's going to go away, and it isn't going to go away. And I think the underlying thing that everybody should think about here is that almost everybody in Congress, the Senate, and of course in the administration, is bought and paid for, either that or they're compromised. Again, that's why in the primaries we have to defeat almost every incumbent as well as get Ron Paul elected. We got to bring the message to these people that you can't lie and lie and lie and lie and get away with it. We're going to do something about it. And these people who continue to do these things are just putting a noose around their necks, because it is time for legal retribution. And it is going to happen when a congressman who 75 to 80% of Americans don't know who he is, in one day can raise over $7 million from the little people of America, and I'm sure he'll have his $12 million by the time the month is out.
Probably by the end.
To be able to have a campaign that is worthy of his efforts. And the American people are very, very disturbed. I try to watch Lou Dobbs every night, and you see the questions that they ask, and the responses are usually 97% against government, against illegal immigration, and all of the things that we talk about. And the people are outraged, and not all of them, mind you, maybe 45, 50% of them. But when the rest of them start losing their jobs, they in turn will be outraged. And they in turn all will discover gold and silver and what real inflation is and what they expect it is. And they're going to find out what it really is, because what I've been writing in the International Forecaster and talking about on radio, just as you have, John, and others at Republic, is going to become mainstream knowledge. We're not far away. It'll happen within the next 2 years, and there will be major changes in America. And if these people in government and behind government try to stop us, then you're going to have a revolution, and then we won't have to take any prisoners.
Bob, what is going over in Pakistan with Musharraf? He has declared martial law. The things that he is doing in that country, shutting down networks, refusing and telling satellite companies, people are over there dying for the news, and they're forced to go online to try to get news about the goings-on after the martial law was declared last Saturday in Pakistan. And the government has even banned the selling and buying of satellite dishes. Now, the ironic thing is the lawyers and judges are out in the streets with the people protesting the Musharraf government. Shades of things to come here in the United States?
Absolutely. And the U.S. is behind that whole thing. This is all their staging, because Musharraf is one of their people. I think they pay him $30 million a day, or some absurd figure, which they deposit in accounts in Switzerland in his behalf to keep him on their side. And, of course, they have nuclear weapons. And the U.S. doesn't want those weapons getting in anybody else's hands. And I just think that what happened was things didn't go politically the way they wanted them to. And incidentally, next door, you remember the blast that they had over there in India last week. And Miss Bhutto, whichever it is, she was their target, supposedly. Their target being, I don't know who tried to blow her up, but somebody did. She has been working for MI6 and the Central Intelligence Agency for a number of years. And I am privy to inside information of that. That is a straight skinny, let me tell you. Who was trying to blow her up? The people who want to get the influence of the United States out of India. So you have two countries that are in turmoil, and especially in India with the nuclear deal that they did with the United States, which the people are furious about. Over in Pakistan, they want continued, they, the United States, want continued dictatorial power. You're dealing with a well-trained army, but on the other hand, you're dealing with tribesmen from a number of different tribes who are very resilient. And I think the military's got their work cut out for them. And I think you're going to see it in a state of insurgency and everything being turned upside down. And I think Musharraf eventually will be liquidated by the opposition.
On today's program, Shepard Smith, he does a program on CNN, I believe it is, Studio B, or I'm sorry, on Fox. They had Ron Paul on there today. And Ron Paul said, look, Musharraf declaring martial law, tearing up his constitution, running a police state over there, let's just cut off his money. Well, they interviewed a senator. I'll think of his name here in a second. I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. The same question was posed to him after the interview with Ron Paul, and the senator responded that, no, I think that's a little extreme that we cut his money off. $30 million a day, that would get Musharraf's attention, because this was supposedly delegated for the war on terror. So this money is...
Well, you know, the people in Washington and the people who... The conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy for all of you people out there who don't think it is, well, your head's in the sand. I've been studying this for almost 50 years, and it is a conspiracy. And they are running the United States government like it was one of their corporations. And it has to come to an end, and these people have to be exposed for what they're doing. They do anything they want, and they could care less what we think. Well, they're going to care a lot about it if Ron Paul gets elected, because all this is going to be exposed. And if Ron Paul doesn't get elected and we don't get rid of the people in Congress, we're going to have a revolution, and they're going to lose just through force of numbers.
Also being reported today in Christopher Story, I don't know if you've seen this, Bob, from World Reports, he is claiming that... As of yesterday, that bankers from the institutions here in New York are being rounded up as we speak. When the editor published this report late last night, he had information concerning the rounding up of rats inside Citibank. It also understood that notwithstanding everything contained in the report, further perverse interference with the Wanta settlement has been traced this Tuesday morning. Any validity to this story?
I can't prove it, and I will not verify it. And I just saw the story, and I have rejected it for lack of evidence. And this thing has been going on and on and on and on for now for a few years. And I was suspicious of it in the first place. And as a journalist and a former operative for the United States government in counterintelligence, I pass. I want to see something more concrete. I mean, every time we see these kind of stories, all of a sudden there's an excuse to why we didn't have a happy ending, and everything went away. And no, I'm not gonna rise for that. They may be right, but I'm not gonna verify it.
I've been watching the story as well, and I keep. They say commercial jingoism is not embedded in your mind. I kept flashing back to the Wendy's commercial of 25 years ago. Where's the beef? Where's the story? Where's the meat of this story?
Yeah, where's the meat of the whole thing?
Exactly.
And yeah, I listen, I'm very, very careful, and occasionally I get caught off base, but it's usually inconsequential things. And goodness knows I've been in this for a long time. And you learn by your mistakes, and you don't repeat them. And so I'm careful what I do. And that's not one of the things I'm going to get involved with. And I hope they're right. You know, get me wrong. There's no animosity there. It's just that I can't verify it. And I've seen it going on for a long time. So for now, let's forget it. We get more in things. It's just like this 9/11 thing that you've talked about so many times. Hey, it's history. I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, in a year from now, in 2 years from now. I want to know when they're going to try to kill me.
Sooner than we all expect, I would imagine, if they get their way. But here's the thing, Bob. There's something that's standing in their way, and that's people like you and me and this listening audience and many good Americans. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
I see that you mentioned Jimmy Rogers. In your newsletter, Bob, you said that he's increased his year-old short positions in the past 6 weeks in U.S. investment banks using exchange-traded funds and bets against individual companies he declined to name. When Jimmy Rogers, Bob, was on CNBC last Friday, and I saw this with my own eyes, they were asking him about Bernanke, what job do you think he's doing as the chairman, the new chairman of the Federal Reserve? And Rogers came back with, I am moving my family out of the United States. Past tense, he has moved his family out of the United States to Singapore. His daughter is in school enrolled over there. He's leaving the country. And when queried and pressed on Bernanke and job performance, Bob, he said Bernanke should disband the Federal Reserve and then resign the position.
Well, first of all, you got to remember that Jimmy came from working with conspirators such as George Soros. They were partners. And so his head has been on the other side, obviously by his comments. He's seen a great deal more light in the ensuing years. And the only way that the Federal Reserve can be done away with, it has to be disbanded by Congress. And that's not a difficult task. And Ben Bernanke probably would be better off in some ivory tower someplace, because all he does is what he's told. I think people have to understand that this is a vast, powerful conspiracy. And Alan Greenspan and everybody before him and Ben Bernanke don't make independent decisions. They are told what to do. And if you don't do it, then you won't have a job any longer. We'll just replace you. And so you better do what we tell you to do. So all of the things that you see these people who are visual to you are doing, sure, some of them are independent actions, but almost all of them are dictated from behind the scenes. And the same is true in Washington with what goes on through the State Department and counterintelligence. And I've got a piece coming up for tomorrow's issue on Blackwater and their extension into things that I used to do, which is the black arts and things like that. And there is absolutely no way, and I cannot say this strenuously enough, that we should have mercenaries operating private armies out of the United States, and they should never be allowed to do counterintelligence work for the government or for business. Consulting is one thing. What they're doing is another. It's extraordinarily dangerous. These front groups, and that's what they are all controlled by the Illuminati from behind the scenes. And don't think they're not. And they're being shaped now to evolve over the next few years into what we once knew in the 1930s as the equivalent of the Gestapo. And that's where this thing is headed. These people murder people for money. Get it through your thick heads.
And
these
are
people who will do anything for a price. And so you don't become a mercenary unless you do that. And that's why they shouldn't exist. And all of those kinds of things should be done through a government apparatus. And what we're doing is standing by, allowing this to take place. These people are dangerous.
Right now, Dennis Kucinich in Congress assembled. There is a debate going on the floor, and the Republicans are allowing this. Now, get this twisted logic, Bob. Kucinich wants Vice President Cheney impeached. He called for a discussion on the House floor, a debate, and the Republicans said, fine, let's have the debate, because this is going to politically prove to the American people what the Democrats are all about. That is tantamount of saying that I am the captain of the Titanic, and I'm going to prove to the world that my ship is unsinkable, so therefore I'm going to prove this by hitting an iceberg. What's behind this?
Well, it's very simple. What is behind it is that they want to show that the remainder of the Republicans will not participate and allow an impeachment, because they are all controlled, with minor exception, just like the Republicans, by the people from behind the scenes. You do not have independent representation in the House, in the Senate. These people are bought and paid for. And so the Republicans are going to say, look, we're part of the same gang. We can do anything we want. And that gang, because they're all working together, is not going to impeach Vice President Cheney because of some rogue congressman named Kucinich.
Kucinich.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
these people are arrogant. They don't care what we think. And that's why what I've told you previous in this conversation, this program today, is so vitally important. Because when people like Jimmy leave the country, Jimmy Rogers, and I know him quite well, you know that he's terrified.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll invite your phone calls. Anything specific you would like to ask Mr. Chapman, and he would be the guy to ask. 800-313-3131. 9443. We'll take your calls for the balance of the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Credit card charges are soaring as firms tighten the screw. Out of the Daily Mail, out of England, banks have imposed 125% fee and interest rates increase on credit card customers in just 2 months. There's also been a sharp rise in the number of applications for credit cards which have been rejected. And we're talking about a lot of rejections, folks. A couple of million, actually 3.27 million people that have filed for some kind of credit card have been turned down in the last 6 months alone. And they're reporting, I'll bring the story up here in a second, they're reporting over in the UK, and this is on the Scotsman, folks, scotsmans.com, if you want to read it for yourself. They're just talking about inflation on food, and Bob, that's up 16% in the year to October, nearly 6.5% above the average rate of inflation.
Well, those figures are all correct. And they do go further. And I might add that we have a 13.6% increase in money and credit annualized, that would be close to 50% in the United Kingdom. Those who were refused credit cards should really count themselves quite fortunate, because they can't run them up. Because the day is coming when things are going to slow down. I just got the manufacturing figures out of London, and they're not good. I've got them right here. October retail sales were up 1%. That was an 11-month low for retail sales. And GDP growth was 0.7% in the 3 months to October, which is not very good either. And one of my spies in Switzerland has told me that they expect soon that the Swiss government will tax the holders of Swiss francs who are foreigners, and those Swiss francs are deposited in Switzerland. Instead of paying you interest, they will charge negative interest of 0.5% or 1%. And they have done this before. This is not new. They did it during the 1970s and the late 70s. And everybody I knew was happy to pay it, believe me. And that was, you know, when gold and silver ran, and the alternative for people who needed liquidity and didn't want everything in gold and silver at that time, they were in Swiss francs. Most of them had Swiss accounts. Today, as an alternative to that, I recommend that people buy Swiss franc government bonds. They only pay 1.8%. But for those who are in that category, and people who can't take any risk at all, you know, that's a place for them to go. And but anyway, that's what I'm expecting. And it's a natural course of events. And the Swiss economy is just absolutely incredible. I mean, unemployment's like 2.6%, and it's real. I mean, they don't lie about their figures like almost every other government does. And inflation's like 1.2%, and the GDP growth is around 3.5% to 4%. And so anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. And another thing, too, is Canadians, Americans, and generally speaking, Europeans don't have a clue to what's going on in gold and silver. The only interest I have seen is in Germany and Austria and England to any degree at all. But by and large, it's the same thing as it is here. And we're going to wake up one day, and all of a sudden, everybody's going to discover gold and silver. They're going to start to understand its function, just like they did mutual funds in the late 1990s, and just the way they discovered real estate in the last 6 or 7 years. And we're going to see a boom like you. What we saw in the market today is child's play. You know, I've gone through every bull market in silver and gold since 1960. And I know it every which way but up. And I'll tell you something, this is just the beginning. You're going to see when gold is over $2,000 an ounce, $100 moves per day. Silver today in the outside market. Did you see the outside market today?
15.5.
Well, it traded up 16.80. It was 16.5 on the close in New York, and it's trading around 16 right now to the upside at 626.80. And silver closed up 84 cents on that outside market. And just to give you a little comparison here, the spot market in silver was up 57 cents, so that's considerably higher. And the spot gold market was up 1360. And so we're trading $2.5 to $3.5 higher. There's no stopping this thing. And you know something? And I pointed at us 2 months ago, and I told people on this program, you have a lock on making money. Never have you had a bet like this.
That's what I was just going to say.
And I'll tell you something. The shorts, it's all fundamentals. You can throw your charts out the window. The shorts are buried. They are buried. 115,000. You read the figures I send you in the forecaster. New short positions. And it'll be interesting to see on Friday what we get for trading up to Tuesday today. But I can bet you, because they didn't cover last week, they're laying on more shorts. They are going to get destroyed, because all of a sudden, when we hit 900, they'll start to cover. And they'll take it by having to buy back in their positions. They'll take it to 1,000. And you know who's going to pay for that? The American taxpayer. Because our government is rigging the market and covering those guys. And the same thing is happening with the shares, with the hedge funds. You have no idea. You can't, in your wildest dreams, imagine how corrupt the people in our government are. And that's what's going on out there. But we're going to beat them. And we're going to elect Ron Paul. And we're going to clean out the House and the Senate. And we're going to get back good government. And we're going to get back sound money. And we're going to do away with the Fed and the IRS and all the other Gestapos in our government.
The bankers,
you can take that to the bank if it's still there.
I was just going to say, the bankers are not going to like this very much. What do you see them countering to prevent that from happening?
Well, the first thing will be, and the most important thing to them, is the continuing churning out of money and credit by the Fed. And that money will go into hedge funds, the specialists in gold and silver, into the major banks, investment banks and brokerage houses to keep them afloat. I expect eventually all the banks will be nationalized, and we'll end up with maybe 10 major investment banking houses and probably about 100 stock brokerage houses. And they will be under tight regulation if these people can get away with it. That's what they're headed towards.
Is that why?
And they'll be aided and abetted by money from major international, transnational conglomerates, and you know who they all are, IBM and GE and the rest of them. And that's the way they think they're going to get away with it, like Mussolini did. Well, this is not 1928 in Italy. I get news for you. And people are not dumb today, and they got the internet. And word's going to get around eventually, and they're going to get stopped in their tracks, and we are going to stop them.
Are they starting to position themselves by changing the players at the these commercial banks like Citibank? Robert Rubin has been named president. Are they positioning their people?
Well, first of all, they're all out of the same shell. They are all controlled by the same group of people. So what happens is this. Charles Prince and this other fellow over at Merrill Lynch get cashiered. They put them in some foundation somewhere and pay them $500,000 or $1 million a year. They walk away with $150 or $300 million for doing what they did, even though they were a disaster. It is a reward for incompetence. But it's not incompetence. The Fed knew what they were doing. The banks knew what they were doing. They were trying to extend the timetable in order to bring America and Europe and Canada financially to its knees. And that moron in the White House and his corrupt sidekick screwed everything up so badly in the Middle East, it took their plans and just threw them upside down. And now they've got this economic and financial thing going. They can't stop it. There's no return, and they've got to deal with it, and they don't know what to do, because they know, in the final analysis, if they don't win, they're going to swing.
This Superfund, you've written some information about the Superfund that's supposedly to bail out the SIVs out there. What... Bob, what do you see the World Bank's doing here? They have got to stop this hemorrhage, and they have a problem. But how are
they can't stop it. They'll just keep on printing money until nobody can borrow it anymore, and the system collapses. And then we can go collect them all, try them, and hang them. Or however you want to do away with them.
Well, I remember seeing the pictures of Mussolini and what the Italians thought about him.
Well, I saw him and his girlfriend hung upside down.
Yep.
I was 9 years old when that happened, so I remember it very vividly. And even at that young age, I spoke other languages, and Italian was one of them. And, you know, I would be around people who were discussing it. And there was about 20 people in this group who were discussing what had happened. And they, you know, they're Americans now, and they had mixed feelings. But the big thing in the crowd, I'll never forget it, was that why did they do that to that woman? What did she do wrong? Anyway, that was their thinking.
Bob, the Illuminists, they saw what was happening in the banking. They caused it to happen. They want this to happen. What do you see their next move after the economies a collapse? I mean, they're going to totally.
Well, they'll use the black waters of the country.
That's where I was going.
To try to corral everybody.
That's where I was going.
And you know, people like me will be summarily executed, and you too, for that matter. And that's why I left town. In fact, they've been stupid enough to tell me that. And so you know, I learn real fast. And so that's what I expect. They'll have a false flag operation, and they'll have martial law. And you'll either respond to it and submit to it, or you'll overthrow your government, one or the other.
Last year, Bob, we saw a lot of saber rattling over the issue of a draft, that we're going to have to, the many complaints of the guys, our service members, pulling too many tours of duty in the Middle East, some of them on their third tour, maybe even their fourth tour. And publicly, the stage play was set that, well, we're going to have to institute a draft if we can't get the personnel we need. This was a stage play, in my estimation, this was a stage play to allow for Blackwater and companies like that to operate in the Middle East. It is no secret, ladies and gentlemen, that 100,000 of our military personnel are now foreigners. They were fast-tracked, given their little cards, so to speak, and these people have no allegiance to this government. They have to their paycheck, but not necessarily to this Constitution. They probably, most of the people wouldn't even know how to spell it. Between the people that they have in the military now, at the very highest ranks, the traitors in this country, along with their global army that they're building, part and parcel of foreigners in our own ranks that wouldn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper, along with the private contractors, as you said, Bob, murderers for hire, what possibility do you see these people operating inside the United States when this economy collapses and there are people running around in the streets as we're seeing them do in Pakistan today?
I would say it's a 98% chance.
And you're about 97-98% accurate on your predictions.
That's
a mouthful.
And that's where they're headed towards, but we can head them off at the pass. And we're going to do that by getting Ron Paul elected and clearing out Congress in the primaries. Get rid of them all and let them know you ain't going to do this to us anymore.
We're
not going to allow it.
This is why it's been so maddening for me, Mr. Chapman, that I see people that are either stuck in the past, and I don't want to use... I was just speaking to an individual at a bookstore in Austin over the weekend. And he was woken up over the fact of 9/11, or the lack of facts and the covering of that sordid little detail back in September 11th of 2001. And I tried to explain to him that I said that we have greater battles in which to fight right now rather than telling all your friends about 9/11. And I see this, and this is going to be Bob, I can say this no other way. What these bankers are doing right now to create the economic chaos that we will see, not maybe, not kind of, not sort of, but we will see economic chaos. We will see massive people in the streets that are homeless in this country. And I see this as a setup for martial law and the dictatorial powers that George Bush has collected to the executive, while the Congress of this United States sits back on its fat ass and does nothing. I am, Bob, I am amazed that more people are not treating this as the number one emergency in this country right now.
All you can say is dumber than dumb.
I stuck on stupid.
They don't get it. And I'll tell you, they'll be out of a job, one-third of them, and they won't be able to pay their mortgages, and they'll be living under a bridge. And if they do that, they better bring their AKs and their ARs with them because they're going to need them.
This is coming round robin at the top of the program. I mentioned 1929. As I see it right now, there is nothing in 2007 that's even resembling 1929. 29, folks, was a cakewalk compared to what you're going to see today. There was a third of the country that was out of work in 29. We're talking a lot more than that this time around. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In 1929, Mr. Chapman, we had no national debt to speak of. We had the
bank. We were a credit to nation.
right? We saw what the banks did, that they withdrew their credit like they're doing today to make it more expensive for people to borrow money. Basically, they took the money out of circulation. But we had no national debt. We had the infrastructure that was growing. We had the labor force in place. All the bricks and the sticks and the mortar was all there. And we endured 11-year depression in this country because the banks saw fit to do this. They didn't necessarily have to do it back then because, as I said, folks, in 1929, I think our national debt was somewhere at $20 billion, if that. Now we're looking at a government that's in hock up to their eyeballs for $100 trillion, and that may be a low number. How do we know? The banks aren't audited. We don't know. The banks don't even know what's on each other's books and how badly they are upside down right now. But this is wreaking absolute havoc. But I don't see hardly any parallels at all, Bob, between 1929 and 2007.
Well, you pointed out the depth of the problem today is far worse than it was then. And we had, during that period of time, people who were much more law-abiding than they are today, and much more helpful to each other than they are today. And I think that's an important factor, because people will do things today because they've been operating on the edge of corruption or in corruption in America, in other places as well, for a long time, because corruption is de rigueur, which means it's a thing to do. And you have a whole different mindset today, sociologically, than you had then, which adds tremendous explosive power to what we're going to experience. Now, we can't arrest that. And I come full circle again by getting Ron Paul elected and getting those people out of Congress. And that's why it's so vitally important you send him money. We want to overwhelm Washington and New York and London and all of their rotten wealth. We're going to stop them because I don't want to contemplate the alternative. I'd rather die in my sleep than get shot in the street. And I think all of you would agree with that. And it's a simple thing that you have to do.
2.3 million dollars as of yesterday morning. Ron Paul's total right now is over, and this is not even considering the mail-in donations, folks. This is all online donations. Almost $7.5 million. He raised almost $5 million in a 24-hour period. There are people in this country that are dead serious about Ron Paul. And my sneaking suspicion is that a lot of people in this country, and maybe this is a fantasy of mine, Bob, but they may give the green light to Ron Paul because there is nobody out there giving any answers whatsoever. And I think
they want to dump it on him, too.
Well, sure.
I mean, if they can't control it and it's out of control, you know, just hand it to him. If he's a nice person, he won't summarily hang them.
We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. Robbie Noel will join us in the second hour of the National Intel Report. 800-313-9443. A lot of people are hanging on what you're saying today, Bob, but I want to get some input and some questions from the fine folks out there. What would you like to know from a guy that's in the know? We'll be right back, second hour coming up.